Senate appropriators excluded from the spending bill two riders that would have blocked USDA funds to implement long-pending rules to level the playing field for livestock producers. House appropriators want to continue defunding GPSR reforms over the objections of some in agriculture, but not the pork industry. National Pork Producers Council spokesman Dave Warner says there is a question if changes would be based on a 2008 USDA rule or a 2010 revision.
It went well beyond the mandates that Congress gave it, went into areas that, in fact, Congress had considered and rejected, and that's why that rule got so much opposition. We found out just recently that it looks like it's going to be closer to that 2010 proposal, and so we're going to fight this thing vigorously.
Now, Congress has blocked GPSR contract and marketing reforms in livestock trade and spending bills every year since 2012. The issue of contract protections has divided farm and livestock groups for years, with livestock groups like NPPC opposing key revisions.
Almost any difference in price between what a packer would pay for hogs would have been subject to legal action and essentially would have led to producers not being able to contract with a packer for to sell its hogs. It would have had the exact opposite effect of what the sponsors wanted, which is to create more competition. In fact, it would have led to more vertical integration in the pork industry.
Now, the Senate Appropriations Committee approved the ag spending bill for a total of $21.25 billion. That's down $250 million from the 2016 enacted level. House appropriators sent their $21.3 billion agriculture bill to the full chamber back on April 19th.